Pandemic Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to commercial-free and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. Our guest today is a 29-year-old registered nurse who has now became a holistic health practitioner, so we're very excited to hear her journey. Welcome, Gail. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hello there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good, sweetheart. It's such an honor to speak with you finally, and we're so excited to just hear your story. I know you had told me you have three beautiful children, and I want to hear about them, and just I'm going to let you have the whole stage here, so just take over.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I am so excited to be speaking with everyone and talking to you today. So I am actually 48 years old, and I'm a mom of two girls. They're 10 and 13, and a son, he's 8. And I am been married for 17 years. I'm a registered nurse, and I think one of the hardest stories always to share is your own. And I am also a breast cancer survivor. This past year, it was Mother's Day weekend, actually almost a year ago, I got a call from my surgeon telling me that I tested positive for breast cancer. So my journey this year has been really directed towards health and wellness and prevention for the future. So I'm proud to say I'm going into the year 2020 nice and healthy, and really excited to share my story also along with my children and where I stand with the topic of mandatory vaccinations and where we are today with the topic in Florida where I live.
Mm-hmm. And so, have you vaccinated your children, or what is the story with your children?
Yes, sure. So being a registered nurse, I followed the protocol, learning that's just what we did. And I did. I vaccinated my children up until almost, I wouldn't say 7 years ago, I stopped vaccinating. And one of the reasons why I need to address the question, I guess I get asked a lot, is why do I care so much about vaccines and the mandation? And it's one that's very important and a question that involves some genetic talking for a minute, too. And I feel it comes down to genetics. What I learned about myself and my family, it takes a little extra involved testing to kind of really get to know if you have any genetics or mutations. One specifically, you might hear a lot, it's called the MTHFR mutation, and it causes a lot of issues from vaccines, and they're ranging from autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, MS, Crohn's, Parkinson's, along with liver failure and brain damage and cancers and even death. And
may I ask you a question real fast about that?
Sure.
Because based on my research with, of course, losing my first child and having to learn the hardest way possible the damage vaccines do to our cells and our DNA and our human genome, pretty much, generational vaccine damage. They've been vaccinating since the late 1700s, so I'm 1,000% believer that even that bad gene was caused by the bad, you know, the generational from our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. And like I said, since the late 1700s, have you ever connected that dot before?
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. I just want to make sure. I haven't talked to you before, so I want to see where you're coming from.
The dots are being connected. I feel like that game where there's those dots you connect by numbers, and I'm starting to see all these dots coming up. And, yes, that does trigger back when, yes.
What's so exciting to me is the fact that you've been, I say, indoctrinated, or, you know, went to medical school or nursing school, which is, you know, a lot of schooling and from the drug companies. And to be able to see through all that is just overwhelming to me and very exciting. So I'm so interested in what you have to say.
Yes. And what I did is I noticed the problem with, you know, I see that many is that we're not kind of looking deeper into our own lives or our own genetics, and what's happening to them is maybe misreactions to vaccines because they're being sold their normal and it's not realizing that it's a reaction sometimes at all. 6 years ago around this time, I get memories that pop up with this at my pediatrician's office with my children. They were there for a well checkup, and when we were there, I was, you know, taken in, and we were taken back for the well checkup, and we went over the formal questions, and one of the questions I asked her if she knew anything about the MTFHR mutation, and my pediatrician, I knew her for many years, also being a nurse, having a nurse-physician relationship, and also her being my pediatrician, she said, no, I just send them to a genetic doctor. And I said, oh, okay. I kind of mentioned to her that it was a condition where it affects, you know, the detoxing of your toxins out of your body. And so we kind of just dismissed it. And she was, my daughter was very healthy and growing and no issues. And the time came to wrap up, and she told us she was, you know, all set and healthy, but she's due for her shots. And for some reason, 6 years ago, I was very hesitant, and I sat there, and an intuition, if you will, made me say no in my head as she was talking. And I had a great relationship with my pediatrician, like I said, and if she told me to do so, I did, and I didn't listen to that voice that day, and I verbally said okay, but hesitantly. And the nurse aide came in, and she came in with the shots, and as she was coming in, she told me, and I kind of had tears in my eyes because I could kind of see the mistrust kind of going on in my eyes as I gave my parental consent to give her the shots. I smiled, and I felt concerned. The next thing I know, my daughter passed out as she gave her the shot. And
how old was she then?
She was nine. She was nine, my daughter.
What vaccine was that?
That was the meningitis vaccine. She wanted to give her the Gardasil, but I graciously declined, definitely declined that one, not to receive. The next
thing I
know.
So she just dropped. She just passes out right there in front of you.
Yeah. The nurse, I stood right next to her and held her, being the mom and the nurse. And, you know, I held her, and the nurse aide administered the shot. And the nurse told me she was cross-trained to give her injections. And just then, as she injected her, I felt in my heart I made a wrong decision. And at that moment, my daughter, like I said, she fainted. And it took her a few minutes to come to after. And after she was stable, there was a knock again on the door, and it was my pediatrician. And my pediatrician told me that she was sorry that they accidentally gave her the wrong injection. Instead of mixing the vials with the vaccine dose, they gave her the adjuvant, which is a substance that they put in vaccines that actually enhances the body's immune response to the antigen, to the vaccine. So I was very upset, needless to say. I realized that it has a lot of aluminum in this adjuvant, and with tears in my eyes, I knew I needed to protect my children, what was happening. And I started to question and educate then, and that's where my journey began investigating for my children.
Wow, so you were definitely a victim, no question. And that feeling, I know you know because I got your text, that still small voice was the Holy Spirit, our Savior. And many of us have that same gut feeling not to do it, but we blindly, you know, lay our babies down thinking, and the enemy uses, Gail, the love that you receive from Father when he gives us that first child. She was your first child?
Yes, she's my oldest. She sure
yeah.
is.
Yeah, so I, you know, mine, the one that I lost was also my oldest, and I didn't know what love was back then. So it's such an evil attack on the pure love that father gives us for our first child that we don't know exists until we have that first child. I didn't know that kind of love, and I'm sure you are I'm sure you felt the same.
Yes, and myself, I'm the eldest of my family, and sometimes I feel that, yes, you are chosen to be the first to test the waters and show the role, for sure. But at that point, that was my pivotal point where I got my power back as a parent, and I fell down the rabbit hole of research and knowledge and began my journey of questioning, you know, what was in that vaccine that was given to her? What is mercury? What, you know, I started to question what was in there and explore the different package inserts that, as a nurse, I saw them all the time. They were always in, you know, all the medications, and they're the ones that look like tissue paper that are, you know, very large. And I started reading more and more adverse effects and started reading the literature that we didn't get in nursing school and in medical programs. And I started to realize there was a lot more information to learn than I was originally taught. And, you know, I started realizing I wanted to make sure as a nurse I'm also, you know, educating informed consent and understanding the benefits and the risks and everything that's in there. And, you know, going back to the MTFHR mutation, at that point I started to research a lot more about that. And I trusted the doctors that they knew what they were doing. And just like she said, she didn't know too much about it. And I myself have it along with two out of the three of my children. And the mutation is really, I think, popular. And it's estimated that a lot of people do have some form of the mutation. And, you know, some of the signs and symptoms of it when I started realizing about genetics and epigenetics. And, you know, vaccines are medicine, and medicine is not one size fits all. I saw as a nurse, you know, if someone's allergic to morphine, they wear a special bracelet, do not give them morphine. But if we know someone has a terrible reaction to something that's maybe masked by, you know, other side effects that we think are just a fluke or something, it could be an adverse reaction to the components that are in vaccines based on this mutation. Some of the characteristics that when children are born that they have this mutation are, there's like a little stork bite on the back of the neck, they call it. It's a stork bite because that's kind of like where they say the stork baby carriers would carry the baby. It's right on the base of the neckline. And also like a little sacral dimple is present sometimes. Or sometimes they call it a little angel kiss. It's like a little stork bite on the eyelids or the forehead. Sometimes children present that at birth, or a little cleft lip or tongue tie too is almost accommodate that with the mutation. But there's a pattern with this, and that we're seeing more and more of it. With children, even in the hospital, more and more children are sick, and they have a lot more allergies and a lot more issues than they did 10, 15 years ago. And I have been a nurse now going on 29 years, and over the years, things have definitely shifted and changed, and children are sicker than ever, and there's a lot more issues that they have chronically. At a younger age, too, that I just think is sometimes the elephant in the room with epidemics that are truly going on You know, and I'm there to, you know, protect these children, to give them a voice when they can't be spoken for, you know, for choice and for mandation. Sometimes is such a strong word when we mandate things, but just to have children to have a choice, that's really important. You know,
as far as your other children, did you, you said that you vaccinated them all. So she was your first,
yes.
And then you had two others. So what were your thoughts then?
Mm-hmm. The other two did not get as far into the vaccination. So they were at a younger age, but, they both do suffer from, you know, cognitive issues and learning issues. They were both diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, spectrum learning. So that is something that they both have, and they both have the MTHFR mutation as well. So I learned more moving forward when I started researching that, you know, what's the big deal with this MTHFR, you know, what makes it such an issue? And I started realizing that it's this gene that is supposed to help your body detox from all the toxic substances in your body. And my two youngest ones really had a hard time because they had those specific guidelines. They had the sacral dimple. They had the stork bite. They had those three characteristics of that MTHFR mutation.
Wow.
And, you know, I try to move forward now thinking that, you know, with this mutation, they're going to have problems with their health. So I'm thinking, well, you know, what can we do to move forward and make it better? And I learned a word called the epigenetics. It's basically where your body has the possibility of turning on and off your genes, depending on how you live. And there's certain things you can do to help your body detox better, or not be exposed to different exposures of the environment. And this is one of the dangers too with vaccines, is that if children aren't able to, their bodies aren't able to detox the chemicals in vaccines that cross the blood-brain barrier, which all vaccines can do due to the chemicals in them, that,
yep.
You know, anyone that shows any damage to any of their body parts that can't detox out the toxins, the MMR vaccine has it right on the insert that possible side effects of this is type 1 diabetes. And you ever know someone that's just suddenly diagnosed with type 1 diabetes? And it's just these little, you know, connections of the dots, and just trying to heal and detox and moving forward to cleanse their bodies and eat healthy. And that's what we're trying to do in our house moving forward. We're exempted, religiously exempted right now for the past 6 years. So medically and religiously. So it's just really important for their health moving forward, because since the 6 years, my children have been really good, very healthy, never any issues, not sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning. They're doing really great in school. I'm proud to say all three of them are on the honor roll, and that's with just a lot of positive self-determination and God's prayers, watching over our family and doing the right thing that works good for our bodies, and having our choice of doing that. And that is our biggest gratitude right now, every day waking up and having that choice to live the lifestyle that we are blessed to live right now, living a healthy life that is free and you know, helps us, give us a healthy pattern of life moving forward myself.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I'm sure you encountered resistance from your colleagues for sure.
Yes. Yes. I think sometimes it's hard for people to understand until they have unfortunately experienced it. I always say listen to the parents, because they have a story to tell, and their stories are special, and you know, there's truth behind our stories, each of us, however we've been affected by it. I think it's just the informed consent of educating people, and understanding with a loving, open heart that this is something that people just need to research and understand. My pediatrician, after my daughter, after the episode happened at the pediatrician's office, she told me that she had to have the vaccination or else she couldn't be in her office any longer as a patient. So in other words, that if we didn't comply, you know, we would have to leave her practice. And that's unfortunately what happened. And I was very disappointed, and I was saddened at that point too, you know, but by the whole process of it all. But I knew that it had to come to that for me to see where this purpose was going to fold out. And now that I understand it better, you know, fast forward 6 years later, I understand the truth and the purpose in it. And it is, sometimes it's very hard to stand alone, alone on this journey, but I'm blessed to have the wisdom that I'm given now to share with others and to spread, you know, more the truth and the knowledge that I never knew, and I wish I did understand more.
And are you, I'm sure you're probably aware with your research that the drug companies give financial incentives to the pediatricians for every vaccinated child, as well as the school boards. So that's why, just like you, they told my son, who I chose not to vaccinate, he was my second one. He was 20 months younger from the one that I lost. Anyway, long short, I was told the same thing, that they could no longer see him. And then just after investigating, I'm like, I'm realizing that it's all about the root of all evil, the love of money. That's their God.
And
that's why they won't see us anymore. I mean, they say that our unvaccinated child's putting their vaccinated children at risk, which makes absolutely no sense, because they're admitting they don't believe their vaccines work.
That's right. I always have to chuckle on that comment, because, right? You know, if we're walking around, we're all kind of unvaccinated if we think about it, because, you know, everyone interacting all around, it's such a funny statement that is made with that. And truthfully, too, it is, I think, very disappointing when I started to see the incentive that was shown behind the scenes working in the medical field. I would see the drug rep or the surgical rep, equipment reps come in with this smorgasbord of food. And, you know, there was always so many beautiful incentives. So I knew that there was always incentives for vaccination rates to be at, 100% or whatnot for kickbacks and things like that, which when I learned that, I kind of had one eyebrow up, one eyebrow down, that it just never, you know, seemed right. And and then I started learning the word deception and what that meant. I just couldn't believe sometimes where we live and how, you know, things are really bought and paid for, including people and services. It was disheartening. But I think, you know, where there's bad, there's three good. So I always look for the good wherever, but it is kind of challenging these days. Even myself, you know, going through the breast cancer treatments and going through the system, being a patient, I'm so blessed that they were there. You know, there's a place for medicine still in the field of, you know, with surgery and things like that. But I also am guarded when things are mandated, because I feel that nothing should ever, I don't think there's anything that's mandated, is there? I can't think of anything that's mandated this day and age.
So you did do the conventional route. So what did you do? You have them do surgery on the breast, or did you do chemo radiation? What would you do for your breast cancer?
I did the bilateral. I had stage 1 breast cancer in my right breast, and we decided to do a bilateral mastectomy. And when the pathology came back, it was in the undiagnosed breast as well. I'm so blessed that, you know, Jesus gave me such peace with my decision, making that big decision of having a bilateral mastectomy, that there was so many different treatment options, chemotherapy, you know, partial, this, that. And I did them both. And after learning in the undiagnosed breast that there was also cancer there based on the pathology, I just knew from there forward, always listen to that internal voice, that little voice that tells you that's your little guardian angels. God's talking to you to listen to him. So that's exactly what I did. And I decided I didn't do chemotherapy after. And I decided just to live a very clean lifestyle. And knowing that genetically that I have the MTFHR mutation, I too want to live a very clean lifestyle and with my genetics and prevent any environmental factors that can alter any way my genes are expressed in nature or nurture, and with especially medications and vaccines. Working as a nurse, I had to get the flu vaccine or you would have to wear the mask. So let's see, that's a lot of flu shots over the years. So myself too included, once I started researching, this isn't going to work for me anymore, a type of thing. So just being, I think, very aware of, you know, each body, each of us is like a, what do they call, like a snowflake. There's no two the same. It's like we're all so different, and it's just so hard to cram us all into one box and say, you know, we all have to do this, or else you can't have school, or you can't have, you can't go out and be in functions. You know, that's kind of where this is headed, and it's really scary, and I don't like that. I don't like mandations like that. It makes me uncomfortable.
They have no right. They have no right to tell us what to do to our babies. They're ours. They're not theirs. And that's what I had to learn the hardest way possible, because we give them that blind trust. So let me ask you, are you still a practicing nurse? Do you work in a medical office or a hospital? What is your current position?
Right. Well, after the breast cancer, I took some time off for my health to get my strength back. And after I did have my breast, the bilateral mastectomy, I had the reconstruction. And one of the things with the reconstruction and the genetic, the MTFHR mutation, is that I started to have my body rejected the reconstruction. And I had to have the reconstruction removed. So I have nothing in, and just decided to go natural. And my body, I'm finally healing from that. And I'm just so blessed to have my health back, because around 6 months ago, it was, I developed it's an autoimmune syndrome called ASIA. It's autoimmune inflammatory syndrome induced by the adjuvants that are in vaccines, actually. And it's basically, like we're a foreign body, in this case was my breast implants. It basically, kind of attacks it with chronic inflammation and rejects it out of your body. So I had to have that removed. So I'm very conscientious now moving forward with my health. And so I'm not currently practicing in the hospital, but I just finished up my certification as a holistic health coach. And I'm really excited to move forward and spread some good information for people that want to get healthy and work for a better direction of wellness for them. And just kind of educating people with, you know, how to read a nutrition label, and, you know, to go into the grocery store and, you know, what's good and what's not good for you. And I'm really passionate and I love it. and practicing it at home and on myself and with my husband, and just really, you know, getting into a better place this year, moving forward. And like they say, when you know better, you do better. And I definitely want to do more of that this year.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad that you were reuniting, because my late husband, who just passed away 6 months ago due to some abuse of steroids he did as a kid, as a 19-year-old, but anyway, he was a, cancer was his expertise on reversing our creator's way, breast cancer specifically, opposed to any type of medical, going to any type of oncologist, because, you know, Gail, they don't even understand what cancer is, and this is what my husband teach. I don't know if you had time to look at his teachings under our treatment link, but he taught that the tumor is not even the cancer. And this is how off base the drug companies are teaching medical students. The tumor is our creator's way of protecting us from all the toxins that you've been injecting, eating and breathing and drinking. And what he does is puts a fibrogen protein wrap around those toxins. In your case, it was your breast, as a cocoon, as a protector. The cancer process has been incubating 10, 20, 30 years, all the way from your childhood vaccinations, because anybody that has any vaccines whatsoever, specifically the polio vaccination, there's even been congressional hearings back in the early 2000s, Congressman Dan Burton, showing SV40, simian virus number 40, and which means the 40th monkey virus found in cancer tumors. And I don't know if you know this yet, and maybe I'm introducing you to it, and I'm happy because you're on your way. Hallelujah. but they use live mediums to make these vaccinations. They use the kidneys of African green monkeys to make the polio vaccine. You know, they use the jugular of a horse for the DPT vaccine. They use aborted fetal tissue for the MMR vaccine. And then, of course, they add the mercury and the aluminum and the formaldehyde and the antifreeze and the nagalase and the polysorbate 80. And I can go on and on with all the poisons and vaccinations. So my point is, you know, I'm hoping that you're on that, on your journey to learn that too.
Yes. My mouth dropped when I started reading the ingredients in these vaccinations, and I was a nurse that gave them, and I did not know, you know,
victim.
Being
you're
around, I had no idea. I just did not know any better. But no, I do. And when I started learning what was in them and why they had to be them, you know, at least, you know, when living the DNA, and I started learning about that, I says, oh, my goodness, we're in trouble. this is really bad. And what you were saying, like about the polysorbate 80, I couldn't believe some of the stuff that was in these things, along with the mercury and the aluminum and
Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, the nephrologist, I'm sure you probably heard of her, right?
Yes, I adore her reading.
Yeah, we did a radio show together a couple years ago, and when I showed her the back of my card before the show started, I was like, you're going to like this, and I showed her the back of our Educate Before You Vaccinate card, and she's like, you're missing an ingredient, and I said, what? And she says, E. coli. And I just, my mouth just dropped, and I've been awakened for the last 20 years, right? And I'm like, what do you mean, E. coli? She says, and it's in the pneumococcal vaccine, Gail, that they're giving two-month-old babies.
Oh, my goodness.
So the next printing of our cards, it went right on the back of the card. So it's on there now, E. coli also. So, it's witch's brew is what I call it, witch's brew. And we're bypassing our creator's defenses, because Father gives us fever, vomiting, diarrhea if it comes through his methods of exposure, which is the nose and the mouth. He intends for it to either we inhale it with our nose, or we smell it with our nose, or it comes through our mouth. And then with the vaccinations, you're bypassing his defenses straight to the bloodstream, injecting this witch's brew. So the immune system has to fight the poison, you know, of all the toxins is being, you know, the multi-combined toxins. They've never done a study on mercury and aluminum together, or mercury and polysorbate 80 together, and monkey viruses. And I mean, it's just so satanic. I mean, I hope you're able to start seeing that, or if you see that now, please tell me.
Oh, yes. I saw it when, I think plainly when my daughter, like when she was given the wrong the whole shot went down wrong, and yeah. That's when I started seeing the whole story behind it.
Yeah.
And how it was reported and documented, and well, if you don't come back, then you can't, you know, if you don't have the shots, you can't come back, and kind of bullied. And it was almost, like I said, taking my freedom back as a parent and saying, you know what, there's other choices. And I did, I got exempted from there. And just realizing that, you know, this is not a game I want to play anymore. This is not good. I thought I was bringing my child for her better wellness and her health, and realizing it was damaging her and the other two as well. My other son, too, sometimes, you know, we have some health issues with him back and forth. And the doctors just, you know, if you discuss any of it, they just dismiss you. We just had to go to a children's hospital recently down here. And, you know, you're questioned very thoroughly, different things. And I just try to feel things out as a parent, you know, what things could be neurologically. Sometimes with seizures, he had a seizure and nobody knows why. And sometimes things don't happen right away. It takes 5-6 years for things to happen.
Sure. Even autism is delayed onset's the most common. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they immediately have a reaction, of course, it's more SIDS and shaken baby syndrome. They're accusing parents of shaking their babies to death. Alan Yurko was one that we spent a week in a hearing getting him out of jail after 8 years of killing his baby, and we proved the vaccines killed him. So that's more of an immediate reaction. But delayed onset is really, you know, what happens usually that comes out later in life. I mean, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Scripture says the enemy was defeated by our Savior's blood. So obviously he's coming after our blood. And this is why not only within 3 hours of birth will the hepatitis B vaccination fathers reveal to me, but also generational, like I said, but even in vitro. I mean, did you get any vaccines when you were pregnant with them?
Oh, unfortunately, I worked with all three of my children as a nurse, and I worked in the surgery department, and I was on my feet a lot. And I remember I was probably around 6 months pregnant with my son, and the flu vaccine was going around, and, you know, we had to wear special tags on our badges to show that we got the vaccine, or else you had to wear the mask. And working in surgery anyhow, we wore masks, but I got it. And the employee health nurse at the time had formaldehyde-free vaccine for the flu. And, you know, she's like, oh, well, you're pregnant. You know, we have this one. So I knew at this point, uh-oh. This is a different ball game too. I didn't know that there was two versions of the flu vaccine. So I kind of got educated on the flip side of the coin, being the patient and receiving it. But I did, in now looking back on it, everyone told me it was fine. And if I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't have never done that.
And the flu is not even a deadly disease. I'd much rather, you know, be out of commission for a couple days and let my body do like it was designed to do. You can't perfect perfection. Our Creator's perfect. It's man trying to perfect perfection that messes everything up. But again, you know, we give them this trust. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And everyone I spoke to, it was totally fine. Everyone said it was safe. And I didn't know any better. And I just, you know, said, oh, okay. You know, everyone said it was fine, even my doctors at the time. And that's exactly. But I thought to myself, you know, I felt guilt for the longest time. I felt really, really bad because had I known. But then I felt like I really, truly felt God has brought me to this point in my life to strengthen me with his wisdom, with telling my story and sharing with people that you have to listen to him. Listen quietly. Some of my biggest decisions in life, I sat quietly, I prayed and just listened, didn't say a word, just listened to him. And I feel that that's that internal voice that we have inside of us that he tells us to listen to. And I think moving forward, he's telling me you know, to teach people this and teach people to educate themselves and research and, you know, understand. I saw something the other day on the internet, and it's very true for first-time parents. They research everything. They research the strollers. They research the cribs, the latest and the greatest. But we don't research what we're injecting in our babies. That you know, we're supposed to be researching everything and just educate these young mothers and these young parents just to research things. And we have
the devastating is even showing. I've actually had women that are pregnant that I've given our card to, and they literally say, "Don't show me that." And I'm like, "What? Don't you want to know what you're I mean, they literally reject it because it's so, we're so indoctrinated to think these things are the best things since sliced bread.
Yes.
And it's just misinformation is all it is. Everything
yes.
about them is a lie. Everything.
Yes. It's so baffling, and that shows me the evilness of it. And isn't that what they say? Like, evilness is, you know, fear is a liar. Like, you know,
exactly.
The evilness of this all, and just to stand strong and to, you know, the truth will prevail, and to listen to the parents and to listen to the people that have a story to share. And if I was pregnant and you handed me one of those cards, gosh, I would flip it over and go on the internet and research, because, you know, you just don't know any better. You listen to the people that you trust, which are your doctors, your teachers, your, you know, your outside public health people out there and medical personnel. And, you know, you're supposed to trust everyone, and it's really hard. And I think you have to be your own patient advocate, and, you know, not just one, but really get into not just one website and research something and say, oh, you know, that's fine, but like 6 or 7 websites. And, you know, I'm a big fan of DuckDuckGo. It's an independent website. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I do DuckDuckGo as well.
Yeah. And, you know, just research, you know, some different avenues, some different topics and where they're coming from and sources. And, you know, had I known, but again, I believe where I am this point in my life is also a purpose and a passion, and I'm really, truly passionate about, you know, where we are. Living in South Florida, right now, there's a lot on the 2020 Florida legislation watch, and
yep.
One of them, of course, is the SB 64 down here.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a few more that are going on that, you know, I have my eyebrows. I'm definitely watching.
That's wonderful. You're keeping your eye on that. And I just want to go back to one thing you just said before, and I want to ask you, because I've had a nurse at one of my presentations, because of course now, in loving memory of my baby, speaking the truth with love is my first slide in my Educate Before You Vaccinate presentation that I do all over the world with my baby girl's picture. And in the towards the end of the presentation, I show, and this might not be, I mean, you might not be aware of this yet, but like polio, for instance, how it was coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introduction of the vaccination. So I show in Nilsie Miller's book, Vaccines Are Safe and Effective, I think it was called, years ago, he literally showed the charts. And I had a nurse one time at my presentation, and when I got to that slide, she's like, "They show those same charts in medical school, but only from the point where the vaccine is introduced down." So they don't teach you guys that it was already coming down, because, you know, father allows these mild diseases like measles and mumps and rubella and chicken pox and even polio to, you know, I mean, that's a more aggressive one, of course, but, you know, most of the vaccines they give us, father allows them to strengthen our body for adulthood and survival. That's why he allows them to boost our immune system. And, you know, because once we conquer chicken pox, we can never get chicken pox again. You have permanent immunity. You don't have to keep going back and get a fake artificial, you know, vaccination that's made by man, you know. So it's so in opposition of our creator. So I'm just so happy that you're listening to him so he can continue opening your eyes. And I don't know if you've had a chance to dissect our website. Have you?
No, I haven't.
OK, Okay, because we're the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I mean, like I said, I had to sacrifice my first baby. Her mausoleum says God's dearest angel on it, and she was my victim. You know, I held her down like you did, thinking we were doing the best thing, and I stopped her vaccines by the time she was two. But then because of all the poison that was in her blood, she contracted Epstein-Barr virus, one of our researchers taught me for the nonprofit I had after she passed. Came from the animal viruses and then the monkey viruses, and then that led into the bacterial meningitis that went misdiagnosed by the hospital after I had given her no vaccines in 2 years, mind you. So she was already labeled autistic, which I know you know has increased from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in like 28 kids today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. Absolutely insanity. But anyway, my point is, you know, that's how they get away with it, because it's not usually an immediate reaction. It's long term. It can delayed onset. My dad, for instance, used to get his flu shot every year, and he ended up contracting Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, from his childhood vaccinations, and on top of that, the flu shot every year. It's compounding toxicities is what we teach, and compounding insufficiencies is the cause of every cellular malfunction, because our body is made up of 75 trillion cells. My husband was a brilliant man about the cell. He has a CD that he wrote before he passed, that he did before he passed, called What in the Cell is Going On, the title of our radio show. 75 million cells. And when they malfunction, we malfunction. And of course, the drug company slapped 40,000 different labels on them, because all they see is dollar signs. How many drugs can they make for it? How many vaccines can they make for it? That's their God. And they train the medical schools, they fund, they write the textbooks. So, you know, you guys are, I know you're awakened now, but medical doctors, especially pediatricians specifically, are being taught wrong information, Gail. It's lies.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, I see it. You know, when you're checking in, they even have a doctor's office that can check your children in if they have to have their medication renewed. There's different numbers that you push on the pediatrician's keypad to get through, make appointments, and everything's just so changed. They teach more pharmaceuticals than, you know, really the child as a whole these days, you know, for checkups and things
That's
like
right.
that. It's very true. I see it more and more, and I'm more aware of it for sure over the past
year. Definitely take time. Take time to look at our website under the treatment link, and you can be introduced to the wisdom Father gave my husband. I tell everybody he wasn't a doctor. He went to the UHS, the University of the Holy Spirit.
That's the best university to go to. That's where you learned all the
right?
truth right there.
Best university you can go to, right?
Yes, and God is always present with you during your test. I know He is, because He's showing us every day. Yes.
That's right. So our treatment link, you can be introduced to his wisdom. The first video is a gentleman, Kenny, that was on the liver transplant list with his doctor, and he interviews my husband for about an hour, and my husband puts it all together on what I'm trying to give you pieces of, but he really was anointed, and now he's, you know, now the baton's been passed over to me and my partner, my sister, Miriam, to continue this ministry for our Creator with my husband's foundational cleanse, and that's kind of what I wanted to discuss with you as well, is your breast cancer.
Yes.
We know we all have cancer cells. If you have any vaccines whatsoever, they came from the monkey viruses and the vaccination. So we all have them from our parents just being victims. And the difference is your immune system, you know, compromised to where those cancer cells overtake your immune system, or is it vibrant, is your immune system vibrant, which it is now, obviously, with you, that you're keeping those cancer cells at bay. So that fibrogen protein wrap can't happen because you're eating healthy, you're taking care of yourself. But what we teach, and you'll learn in my husband's wisdom and what he laid the foundation of on the treatment link, is the 21-day cellular flush that cleans the liver, the gallbladder, the lymph, the blood, all natural homeopathics and herbs, no radiation, no synthetic pharmaceutical anything. We're their worst nightmare, in case you haven't heard.
No, it sounds like you're a dream, because your husband, when I was reading and speaking to you with his passion specifically with that, I was learning about the importance of the liver and flushing the liver and like you say, a cellular flush. I don't know, is it true? Is it 21 days it takes for a full cellular cycle?
The first week, the fluids of the body. Then the second week, our program gets to the organs of the body. And then it takes 3 weeks to get to the cellular level, he taught. And because the body is made up of cells, obviously, that, you know, compounding toxins and compounding insufficiencies, that's why he developed this cleanse to pull out the toxins, a heavy metal chelator that even binds to the heavy metals and pulls them past the blood-brain barrier. But they're all supplements, like our Zeotox we get from Global Healing, Dr. Ed Group. That's amazing. My husband and him have known each other for years, and he created a really good heavy metal chelator. So it's all natural supplements that, you know, I'm on right now, day four, and we do at least twice a year. We recommend people doing it, and we do it 3 or 4 times a year. But it's so important to get this, you know, garbage in, garbage out, my friend Linda says, Gusky, who has a severe injured child as well. We got to get the stuff out of our body, you know?
Yes.
And get it working the way it was designed to work, because that's the problem. The problem is we're letting the enemy, you know, pharmakia is even in the book of Revelation. By thy sorceries, all nations are deceived. Revelation 18:23, I think it is, that the word breaks down the pharmakia, pharmaceuticals. And I mean, it's so deceptive. And I'm just so happy that you came out of that deception to reality. Hallelujah.
Oh, I praise. I, my hands are up over. I am so blessed to have woken up and to be able to move forward with gratitude and to have wisdom. Just so blessed moving forward.
Yes.
And to know and to be present, and you know, I'm just really so blessed in so many different ways. When I wake up, there's 5 fingers. I always have those 5 things I'm blessed for, and my children take up 3 of those fingers, and my health moving forward. You know, in this whole journey and health and our purpose here, and your husband's legacy and you know, for what you're doing too, to bring awareness. I'm so blessed to be here and to speak and to talk about this, because if I take my word for it, there is a lot of information out there to, you know, research it, to learn about it, do all you can to become educated before you continue to vaccinate, you know, yourself or your children, especially if your child has any issues like diabetes or liver problems or, you know, any autoimmune issues.
Any type of cellular malfunction. And, you know, Gary Knoll, the owner of the station, he's been teaching it since, gosh, at least the 70s, probably even before that. I mean, this man's been teaching this stuff, but of course we don't hear about that because we don't take the time to research on our own. We blindly trust. And that's the mistake. And that's why we encourage people, educate before you vaccinate. Don't just blindly trust, you know, about anything for that matter, including
right.
breast cancer, because we see cancer go away all the time. And you'll see that. When you start researching my husband's research, you'll see that it goes away when you kick in that self-healing doctor.
Yes. And to practice it every day. I know for so many people, you know, to me it was a lifestyle change, but it was a choice because it was something I needed to do to get to that cellular level of healing, to eat better and to do better. And I do. I look forward to reading and learning more about your husband's works.
Yep.
Moving forward, this has been such a great journey. I finish up this whole school and everything that I'm doing next week, and I'm looking forward to helping so many people out there and learning more and connecting more with like-minded people like yourself and your husband's works that he left behind for everyone to enjoy and to learn from.
Awesome.
I think a lot can be learned from them.
Well, I'm here in South Florida, so we need to make some plans to maybe have lunch or something. I'm not here often, but I'm here now.
Yes,
we definitely need to get together to prepare some notes because you're on a journey and you're going to be a major piece used by Father Gail. Gail Lynn Beyer, you are. I am so honored to be speaking with you, sweetheart. So honored. Any final words here? And we'll you know, let's get a hold of each other to get together and really put our heads together on what role you can play on as that trained registered nurse to be a voice for these voiceless victims.
Yes. I think that's really what's important. And, you know, God uses us to work together and to look, you know, sometimes in the face of things that are evil and not good itself. Right. And not to act is to act, and to research and to educate yourself really creates a whole nother level of freedom as right. parents. Yeah.
That's right. And definitely, if you the cards that we created, the Educate Before You Vaccinate with the ingredients on the back, my mother, my parents send them out all over the world for over 20 years now. Those are the seed planters that I tell people, plant the seed and God will grow the seed, because we just don't know this information. You didn't know, I didn't know, we're all victims. But thank you so much, sweetheart, for taking the time to be on our show today. And we'd love to have you back as you become more and more and more wisdom from the University of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Well, thank you. I look forward to coming back. And they say, you know, the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. And I know that seed has definitely been planted, and I grow stronger every day in my faith and the truth of what's ahead. And thank you so much for having me today. And I look forward to speaking to you again real soon.
Awesome. You're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of vacinfo.org website, on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call our voicemail line, 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.